This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. State Senator Dan Patrick, who was running for lieutenant governor, has made much of his effort to end the use of C-Scope curriculum tool in the Texas classrooms. He led the charge in the legislature to have it basically banned. Patrick joined with grassroots activists who relentlessly pushed to eliminate C-Scope because of a perceived liberal and anti-American agenda. But school districts say it was a useful tool to help them keep on track with state mandated teaching standards. So what is happening to C-Scope? What is C-Scope? How did it get tossed out and banned from the classroom? What's going to happen to the children who depended upon it? Joining me now to talk about C-Scope is State Board of Education member Thomas Ratliff. He's a Republican from District 9, which is around Flower Mound. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Also joining me, we have Marisa Perez. She's a District 3 State Board of Education member, a Democrat from San Antonio. Marisa, you there?
Good afternoon, David. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. So let me ask you, State Board of Education member Mr. Ratliff, what is it about C-Scope? I mean, I know that you have asked Senator Dan Patrick for a debate about C-Scope, and is that going to happen, and what do you think about C-Scope?
Well, he put out on his Facebook page the first week of June that he would debate anyone, anywhere, anytime about C-Scope, and about 7 weeks later, I publicly accepted his offer, and he's been radio silent ever since. So I suspect, like a lot of things he does, it's all talk and no action, but I'm still ready, willing, and able. This is nothing more than a 21st century book burning designed for him to score points with the Tea Party to help propel him into the lieutenant governor's race. It's bad policy, it's bad for small schools across the state, and it's bad for schools that are not in his Senate district. That's the worst part of all, is this doesn't affect his district directly, although I'm learning more and more, and I think it will affect his district in a way that even he can't comprehend just yet. But we could talk about things like that if he'll ever debate me on it.
So I know that you and Marisa Perez from the Education Commissioner from San Antonio, y'all are both basically defending C-Scope, or y'all say that it should not have been tossed out. If there were problems with it, it could have been fixed. Or is that about right, Marisa?
That's absolutely correct. You know, in speaking with the school districts in my area, and I serve as a great stand of Central to South Texas. I cover the majority of Bexar County down into the northern part of Hidalgo County, so it's 14 counties, 89 school districts. And I reached out to all of these superintendents. I haven't heard one negative complaint about this curriculum management tool, and that's the operative word, curriculum management tool. I think that what we've seen is a lot of the pushback with C-Scope has come as a result of bloggers and media outlets that don't necessarily reach out to the individuals in education who know what C-Scope is and who know how to utilize it. And so that's where the problem lies. And just within my district alone, again, I said I covered 89 school districts, 60 of my districts currently utilize C-Scope.
So, Mr. Ratliff, tell me about C-Scope, because it's very confusing about what it is. Is C-Scope an organization?
No, C-Scope is a product, and it was created by a group of regional service centers in 2006 when two things happened. The State Board of Education had begun rewriting all of the standards for all of the subjects around Texas, and the standards got longer and longer and more complex. And at the same time, the legislature told the regional service centers to start being more self-sufficient and stop relying solely on state appropriations. So a lot of small school districts who are the primary customers of the regional service centers got together and decided, rather than reinvent the wheel 875 times to develop curriculum and curriculum management and model lessons, let's pool our effort, pool our resources, and create a product that works for all of us. And that's what C-Scope is. And so it should be what Republicans would applaud in government. It was a coordinated effort. It reduced inefficiency. It reduced overlap. And it got a lot of bang for the buck for a whole lot of small school districts, rather than them trying to all do the same thing over and over again, wasting a bunch of time and money and manpower.
I've heard from radio talk show hosts like Glenn Beck that C-Scope is a part of a thing called Agenda 21, some UN conspiracy to teach anti-American and socialist values to our school children.
Hogwash. Pure hogwash.
Absolutely. I think that's an obvious notion coming from, again, an individual who knows nothing about this curriculum management system. I invite him to come and speak to any one of the master educators that was part of this collaborative in creating this tool that our superintendents, our administrators were asking for because of the standards that my colleague, Mr. Ratliff, was speaking about. You know, we continue to mount these Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills on top of each other and on top of each other. And in the meantime, we continue to remove resources from these districts who need them. And what you'll find is that C-Scope, the removal of C-Scope lesson plans is affecting all of our school districts, but most importantly, the rural and smaller districts may not have the manpower or the finances to fund or to hire people in curriculums, in a curriculum and instruction department and things of that nature. And so what you see is essentially we're having our school districts, we're asking them to build a home without giving them any sort of nails, without giving them a hammer. We put these tasks in front of them and remove all sorts of resources that we're helping a system in getting to reach these standards that we've set. And, you know, again, I'm sure we've heard it time and again, but the concerns came as a result of, you know, some criticism of the social studies aspect of C-Scope. And unfortunately, C-Scope completely removed all of their lesson plans, and social studies wasn't the only curriculum that was being offered. And so we've gone ahead and thrown the baby out with the bathwater, and now we have districts, you know, 3 weeks before school's supposed to start, who are scrambling to find resources and to work out issues in creating curriculum that they were really relying on the support of C-Scope for.
So they are turning to the State Board of Education for guidance, and what are you able to tell them, Mr. Ratliff?
Well, since the Senator Patrick negotiated a surrender at the tip of a bayonet from the regional service centers, they dissolved the nonprofit that held the asset called C-Scope. And you know, during a question and answer period at our last board meeting, I asked the general counsel of the Texas Education Agency and the commissioner, you know, what does that look like now? Since that nonprofit no longer exists, it would appear to me that these things are in the public domain, and our attorney general has said they're subject to open records. So the attorney for the Texas Education Agency, his opinion is C-Scope lessons are in the public domain the same way Shakespeare is, and anybody can use them. Now, Senator Patrick, who doesn't have a law degree, says he disagrees with that legal theory, but I'm encouraging districts, if they haven't already, to download the lessons and use them as they see fit. And
all right.
If Dan Patrick wants to knock on their door and take them away, come and get them.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation talking about C-Scope. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 614-8980. What do you think about Texas throwing out C-Scope? 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. We're talking about C-Scope, which was a Texas-created collection of downloadable lesson plans that resource-strapped school districts, mainly rural school districts, could use, and it would help them keep on track with the Texas Education Agency mandated learning points, things they had to accomplish by the end of the school year, so that all school kids in Texas were learning about the same thing at the same time. But C-Scope became controversial in the state, and there were some activists who were saying that it was providing an anti-American and anti-Christian agenda into the classrooms. And some well-meaning people, but they said they wanted it taken out of the classrooms, and now we've kind of got ourselves a problem in Texas. School districts start up in just a couple of weeks, but they don't have a curriculum. Helping me talk this out, we've got Thomas Ratliff, a Republican. He is the State Board of Education member from District 9 in Flower Mound, and Marisa Perez. She's the District 3 State Board of Education member from here in San Antonio. And is that, Mr. Ratliff, a good summary of where we are?
Yeah, I think you've got a man-made controversy over an issue designed to score political points that's putting school kids and small school districts on the political chessboard when they ought to be worrying about school starting instead of defending themselves against an overzealous state senator.
And that overzealous state senator was Senator Dan Patrick. He is the chair of the Senate Education Committee. And he initially was, called basically the C-Scope controversy just that. He didn't buy into it. But later on, as there was a political pressure mounted, he changed his view on things.
That's correct.
And so, is this a political fight or is this an education fight?
Oh, it's a political fight. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marisa.
No, absolutely. It's a political fight because, and the irony in this all is if you listen to any interview with Senator Patrick on any other sort of issue, he touts the idea of local control and supporting local control. And here we have the reverse taking place where, implementation of a curriculum tool at the local level is just that. It's implementation at the local level. Districts have that authority and that right to adopt whatever sort of tool they need to reach the standards that the state sets. That's our sole responsibility. On the State Board of Education, we set the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills. However, it's the responsibility of the local school districts, as it should be, to choose the path to take to get there. And so that's the key. At the heart of this issue is removing that local control. And quite frankly, this is a blatant lack of confidence. I would be so bold to say almost a lack of disrespect to our educators and our citizens, when we attempt to take away this decision, because essentially we're telling them we don't trust enough in you to adopt what we think you need to reach these standards. So we're just going to remove this tool from you because you don't have the capacity to decide. And I think that's terrible. I think that we need to be reaching out to our local school districts because these are the individuals who understand the needs of their community, of their students, and ultimately understand what they are capable of doing.
All right. The number to call to join the conversation, 614-8980. We've got two members of the State Board of Education on the line ready to talk about C-Scope. Pablo has called in. Pablo, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. Pablo Ruiz is my name, and I'm an educator consultant. I deal with charter schools and rural districts, and capacity is absolutely the big issue here, and also human time. How much effort and time would teachers have to put into their already busy daily schedule with discipline, classroom management, assessments, and things like that, for the legislator to even consider removing that, a huge, great resource? And to both the guests on the show, you're absolutely correct. Our teachers spend the most time with our most valuable resource in our nation. And here in the state of Texas, we don't actually score too well on any of the national tests. If I can recall, I don't know the right number, we're actually fairly low. So this is not just a roadblock for our teachers, our districts, most importantly, our children. It is a setback. And local control was the idea in Texas. So why would some politicians want to come and really make the work much harder for the teachers and the day longer for the students? I just don't see it as right, and it's, quite frankly, anti-American. Thank you.
All right, Pablo, thank you for that call. Now, Thomas Ratliff, so Pablo is saying, local control, and that's pretty much what Marisa Perez was saying just before him.
That's absolutely right, and I'm going to read you a quote from a letter in 1995 that Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock wrote about a bill at the time, and he said, "This work strikes at the heart of what we all know is the biggest problem facing education today, a top-heavy system that relies too much on rules handed down by Austin and not enough on ideas created and implemented by local schools." It was the same. It was the truth then, and it's the truth now. The irony is it's coming from somebody who fashions himself as a limited government, fiscally responsible guy, and he wants Austin to do the same thing he yells at Washington, D.C. for doing, trying to micromanage the classroom. And It's a lack of trust and a lack of respect for the 7,000 locally elected school board members across Texas.
Okay, back to the phones. Amy is on the line. Amy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling. I don't know anything about the C-Scope. I am a teacher, and I am just wondering, what have these teachers been using other than C-Scope? It just seems to me to, it's like the teachers are, you know, they've been trained, gone to college, they've been trained on how to teach. Has the State Board of Education been overseeing to make sure they have textbooks and so forth? Why this over-dependence on the C-Scope?
Okay.
We had testimony from the Commissioner of Higher Education at our last board meeting, and he admits that there is a disconnect between the colleges that prepare teachers to be ready to teach and actually teaching them to teach our standards. And so C-Scope has really helped the teachers in years 1 through 3 to really get their arms wrapped around the length and complexity of the Texas standards. After that, they develop their own groove, their own lessons. They work with their other colleagues, either vertically or horizontally aligned. And so it's really kind of a lifeline for that brand-new teacher, but then it's a resource that they can use if they need to or not if they don't. And I have yet to find a superintendent or a principal that requires a teacher to use it. Every one of them have said it's there if they need it, it's there if they want it, but we do not require them to use it. They can use anything else they see fit to get those kids ready.
Okay, Amy, thank you for that call. And now to the next caller. Karen is on the line. Karen, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
I agree with the previous callers. I think that the curriculum should be locally determined. The state can tell us what to do, in a sense, well, where to go, but not exactly what to do to get there. And I think I happen to live in Dan Patrick's district. My district does not use C-Scope, but I have friends around Harris County who do. Their districts in Crosby and in Huffman, they are smaller districts. They're property poor. The state has cut back significantly on funding for at least the past 5 years. Only this year is more money coming in. So, and many administrators' jobs were lost who would be doing that work. So it is a particularly difficult thing for a school district to all of a sudden come up with new curriculum. So I applaud what the service centers have done in being imaginative and putting together something very efficient for school districts to use as they please at a low cost.
All right, Karen, thank you for that call. So Marisa Perez, the District 3 State Board of Education member from San Antonio, what are school districts going to do in 3 weeks? Many of these school districts are opening.
You know, at this point, I had a really, really great conversation with an individual out of region, out of an education service center in Region 1, and what I've been told is that what individual superintendents are now trying to do is essentially how the C-Scope started. They're creating a small collaborative amongst themselves. So these individual districts are now working together. They're pulling resources, and they're beginning to collaborate and create some sort of curriculum tool amongst themselves that now they can share with the districts that are a part of this collaborative. And so the funny thing is, you know, C-Scope was started as a collaborative on a statewide level. And because this tool is now being removed, they're mobilizing. They're working together, and these school districts are communicating and deciding, hey, if we're being forced out of this.
Okay, but according to Senator Dan Patrick, those school districts that are using those downloaded, now public domain lesson plans, they're violating the law. He wanted the legislature to stay in special session in order to craft a new, tougher anti-C-Scope law. So apparently Senator Dan Patrick's not done trying to hunt down C-Scope, Thomas Ratliff.
No, he's still on the war path, and fortunately for small school districts across the state, the legislature adjourned sine die yesterday, so Senator Patrick's going to have to wait until the governor calls another special or until 2015, but these lessons aren't going away, and districts in my area and all over the state are saying they're going to keep using these lessons. They've helped develop them. They've helped pay for them. They've downloaded them. Many private entities are downloading the lessons because they're on the internet for anybody to see. and they're going to keep using them, and they should keep using them if they want to. I'm not trying to force them to use them. I think that local superintendent and that local school board need to make that decision for what's best for them and their kids.
But what about the accusations? I mean, where did this come from, that they were anti-American, anti-Christian, just because there were some lesson plans that said trying to get people to take a different look at the Boston Tea Party or design a flag for a socialist country?
Yeah, it's all in you can wrap it all up in critical thinking, and we need to teach our kids to see content and see material and think for themselves. And the Boston Tea Party was designed to teach kids about perspective. And guess what? The King of England did not view the Boston Tea Party as an act of patriotism. He viewed it quite differently. And so the modern-day Tea Party associates with the original Tea Party, and so that's what lit the fuse on this whole powder keg, is how dare you call those people terrorists. Well, the word terrorist has evolved into something that we all associate with 911. It was probably not the best worded lesson in the world, and C-Scope would admit it. And it hasn't been used in years. It was pulled down, but like many things, they reached back into the archives and found an inflammatory example to prove their case to try to tear something down.
I have had some very meaningful conversations with some well-intentioned parents who were afraid of C-Scope based upon the information that they were given, and they were scared out of their minds. They had no idea what it actually was, but they were just told to be afraid of it.
And that's the biggest problem with this whole thing, is this whole movement, if you will, has got people scared over nothing. It's fear-mongering at its worst, and they're playing the same cards they love to play, which is anti-Christian, anti-American, pro-Muslim, just to incite a mob to go after these well-meaning, you know, good educators. And hopefully the State Board of Education is going to, at our next meeting in September, review these lessons, or begin the process of reviewing these lessons, separating myth from reality, and restoring the public's confidence that our schools are not teaching kids to hate America. We're not teaching kids.
Thomas Ratliff, thank you so much. From District 9, State Board of Education, Marisa Pettis, District 3, San Antonio. This is The Source. We'll be right back.